If God alone justifies those who trust in Christ, why weigh yourself down with self-justification, defensiveness, or religious achievement today? Let's dive into God's Word and see what He has done in your heart. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. If you haven't checked us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org, I want you to do it today. There is so much information on there that can help you be effective in the public square. Also, if you haven't yet subscribed, liked, shared, or commented, and or if you have done it once, do it 100 times more. We need to share these scriptures with those around us. They're just, I believe it's been helpful to me, and I hope it and will be helpful to others as well. I want to encourage you to also place this in your Washington Defender app in your huddle so that you can get the Word of God out to people. So, none righteous, just and justifier. We have been going through a series, and we are in Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 26. Now, I want to explain the definition of just and justifier. So, when we look at these Greek words, it's interesting to note that these words mean righteous, just. It's used in the sense of is right, conformable to right, pertaining to right, that which is just. This is expected by the one who sets the rules and regulations. So God is just. So that we're going to talk about that. Whereby man must live, whether that be society or God. Therefore, it means that which is expected as duty and which is claimed as a right because of one's conformity to the rules of God or society. And then we're going to look at just and justifier. It says this is speaking of righteous. Two verbs in generally indicate bringing out that which is a person is or that which is desired, but not usually referring to the mode of which the action takes place. In the case of dikaio, it means to bring out the fact that a person is righteous. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about today as we go into Romans chapter 3. So verse 21. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, for all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by the grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation or mercy seat in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God he passed over the sins previously committed. For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just, that was the first word, and the justifier. See, God is just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. So, if you understand that fully, you do not have to try to justify yourself. Defensiveness, trying to save your own reputation, trying to do all these kind of things are not needed in God's economy. He's just and he justifies you of the one who has faith in Jesus Christ. So if you have faith in Jesus Christ, he's just and he's your justifier. So that's what we're going to talk about. And we're going to go to a story out of Galatians chapter 2 to illustrate this story. But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned. For prior to the coming of certain men from James, he used to eat with Gentiles. But when they came, he began to withdraw and hold himself aloof, fearing the party of the circumcision. The party of the circumcision. It says, the rest of the Jews joined him in hypocrisy, with the result that even Barnabas was carried away by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that, they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel. I said to Cephas, in the presence of all, if you, being a Jew, live like the Gentiles and not like the Jews, how is it that you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews? We are Jews by nature and not sinners from among the Gentiles. Nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus, even we have believed in Christ Jesus so that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. since by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified. Now, our word for the day has come up several times in this portion of scripture. It says, nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. Your works, the works of the law, none of it can justify you. Only faith in Jesus Christ. That's it. Period. So that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. You cannot be good enough in your own self-righteousness to justify yourself. It's only through the blood of Jesus Christ and your faith in him. But if while seeking to be justified in Christ, we ourselves have also been found sinners, is Christ then a minister of sin? May it never be. God forbid. He likes to use that phrase. For if I rebuild what I have once destroyed, I prove myself to be a transgressor. Don't rebuild what you've destroyed today. As you go in the public square, if you've destroyed your flesh, don't rebuild your flesh. If you pull down alcoholism, don't rebuild alcoholism. If you have stomped on that addiction, don't keep bringing up that addiction. If you have worked on having a mouth that isn't filled with bitterness, don't restart it again today. For through the law, I died to the law so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. That's you. That is you today. You have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer you who live or I who live, but Christ lives in me. Think about that for a minute. You want to be justified. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ and through Christ alone. And you have been crucified with him. You don't live anymore. Your flesh doesn't live anymore. None of that lives anymore. That's your old fallen man. But Christ lives in you. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died needlessly. So that is our lesson about just and the justifier. If we say that the works of the law are going to save us, we nullify the grace of God. And Christ died needlessly. So, what is the gospel? The gospel is that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, that he was buried, that he rose again, that he appeared. We are all sinners. He died on the cross for our sins. Each one of us needs a Savior. He did this. He did the payment for sin so that he could put that upon us, redeem us from captivity of sin, and set us free on the rock of Christ Jesus. When he does that, when he transfers us from that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and he puts on us that payment of sin, and he allows it to be paid for through the blood of his blood, we are then, the just God justifies us. It's not validating our sin. We just read that, may God forbid. But it's imputing upon us the very presence of the Holy Spirit to confront our sin, to walk in newness of life, to die to our flesh, and to see what God has for us. You have been saved by grace through faith. It is not your own works. It is the work of Christ. You have been crucified with Christ. That means that you've been resurrected with Christ. And it's no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you. Look at that. And this is, yeah, it's by faith. Because how many of you know that sometimes you can become a knucklehead? I know I can. And it's like I go back to the flesh. I do things that aren't pleasing to the Lord. But I can guarantee one thing. The problem isn't with God. It's with me. And to turn to the living God and say, God, I need you. You are just and you justified my sin. Therefore, I can walk in holiness and righteousness today in a way that honors and glorifies you. So what's our public square application for today? As you go into that workplace, let God be the one who justifies you. Who can bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. God, you don't have to be defensive today. Also, if you experience someone else's defensiveness, you can encourage them in the gospel message that today is the day of salvation. You are not justified by works, but by grace through faith in Jesus. And that is not your own, it's not a work of yourself. You didn't do it. You didn't earn it. So share the gospel with someone today. Share the love of Jesus Christ with someone today. Let there be a great harvest in your workplace today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day and that you have taken each and every one of our sins and you have paid the payment for that sin, therefore removing it far from us as far as the east is from the west, burying it into the depths of the sea, throwing it behind your back and trampling it underneath your feet. God, you are just and you have justified us. God, we need you. We need your truth. We need your righteousness. We need your holiness now. Let us walk in power of your Spirit today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.